daughter walks down the stairs to meet her date in a tube top and the tiniest pair of shorts.
Dad life.
And that time that you tore your ACL not by playing golf, but watching golf.
Dad life.
When you see the Viagra commercial and truthfully ask yourself, am I healthy enough to have sex?
Dad life.
Not to mention your only solid boundary that's come on Christmas Eve and President's Day.
Dad life. So many people.
Oh, thank you, Blur. It's time for Dad Life, our periodic get-together, where we try to navigate those choppy waters known as fatherhood. So I brought this up recently, the concept of introducing your kids, in my case, one in particular who's taken a liking to film. To, you know, let's watch this movie. This movie you've heard of that you think is a big deal. Your friends are talking about it. Let's give it a shot. Now, at our house, and I don't know how this works with you, but especially during the shutdowns, I would get home from the show. We'd do some dinner, and then we'd try to find something we were all into, which is,
yeah,
how hard is that? You got three teenagers, mom and dad. And
that was a big pandemic thing.
Right. And so let's watch Lost. Let's go through one episode. And we didn't make it that far, to be honest. I think
I'm so glad sports are back.
Everybody did 15 or 16 episodes. And then they're all like, okay, well, we get the concept, right? They're on the island.
Right. Smoke monster.
Yeah. And then, like I said, Parks and Rec.
That's a good one.
Is a fun family thing, but you know, very few of our favorite movies are probably fully appropriate for the whole family. I mean, they're guy movies.
Sure, of course.
And there are some that qualify as, hey, let's get the whole gang together.
Does the woman that lives in your house for a very small fee, if any fee? Is she into those types of films, which we're getting ready to bring up, the one that you saw?
I would say no.
Okay. Like if you said, hey, let's watch Goodfellas.
I think she's out.
Yeah.
And then you have the added feature of her trying to make sure our kids are not exposed to things because mom and dad make them watch it. Like, okay, you're going to go to Fred's house and you're going to be subject to things. And they're not 12 anymore.
Yeah.
But at least don't make it us showing them the...
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be blamed for that or whatever. Even though they're probably, just like you did and just like I did, you would go to your friend's house and maybe an older brother had a VHS or they had HBO,
right.
Early version of HBO, and you end up watching something.
Early HBO.
And you don't tell your parents.
So at our house, yes, we'll get to those of you who saw boobs for the first time because your dad sat you in front of a movie and he forgot there were boobs in it or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, but first, yes, I did watch The Godfather. With Brett.
Man, that's diving in head first.
My 10th grader.
Seriously,
Well, he's been working me for Scarface, as you'll hear in this audio.
Oh, okay.
And I negotiated down to Godfather.
And he was aware.
Of what?
Of
what, the Godfather? Godfather? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's definitely on his to-do list.
Okay, so this is like something that he and his buddies talk about.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. And, you know, it was a big deal to him, and I expected, after I told him it was 3 hours, that it would be a two-night affair, and, hey, you think you can make it 90 minutes? And before long, we're sitting there clapping at the closing credits because we didn't stop at all. We went all 3 hours.
You know, I've seen it enough times, and I always learn something new every time I see it, but I almost feel like that's one of those movies. You know, when you talk about, like, great novels or great books that are translated onto film, it never really holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously that one holds up, but it really helps to read that book because there's so many people in this movie, so many characters, they're everywhere.
Well, maybe your teenage boys read books.
No.
I'm not sure mine do.
No.
Well, so then I just hit play. And anyway, we had a post-game interview.
Okay.
Here's a young Brett.
Real quick.
Oh, sure.
For those who don't know, The Godfather is widely regarded as, and I'm not making this up, right? It's like a top five movie ever made. Still. Like, it's, you look at any list, that whether it's AFI or IMDb or any of these critics' lists, The Godfather is still, 50 years later, or 40-something years later, it's at the very top. The very top.
Right. Now, these movies that I've seen, but I haven't seen forever, and I definitely didn't see with the dad eyes of...
The discerning father eye.
Yeah, I mean, how many of these movies do we watch, and we're like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, and then you're like, oh, no.
This is not a movie about pizza, by the way, either.
And he has... I bet there's pizza in it. There probably is. He has no patience for the parent bailout.
Yeah.
You ever done the parent bailout? No, there's no way.
No, I have.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Where you pull the plug. Nope, we're not watching this.
I'm like, this is it. Done.
Can you imagine?
Not in
what movie?
No.
R. Corby?
No, I'm like, dude, I don't know. I can't remember, but there's definitely. I'm like, that's it. No, we're done here. Yeah, we are
seriously,
done.
Seriously, what movie? Blue Bunny?
It's not porn, but it's.
Well, the good. I think that's reassuring.
Yeah.
That if Corby will do it, then I can pull the plug. Because they would riot. Brett especially would riot if I tried to pull the plug.
Yeah.
He'd start stealing televisions.
He'd be like, what are we doing? Why'd you make me watch this then? Yes, he would break glass. It would be awesome. All right, so here's my interview with young Brett. Here it is.
All right, so what movie did we watch last night?
The Godfather.
Do you think that was bad parenting by me at all?
No. It was an excellent decision.
Did you like it?
Yeah. No, it was great. I actually really, really liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to watch Godfather 2 soon?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the story about?
Basically, five crime families, and then how I basically, the Corleone family gets back at their ops.
Their ops?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I mean, their enemies.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Ops.
Are the kids saying ops for, like, opponents?
Yeah, that's an opponent. They're ops, bro.
I thought it meant operations.
I thought it was a baseball term.
They get back at their ops. All right.
What stuck out to you?
I don't know.
A couple highlights.
A couple highlights were the baptism scene where they were taking out the rest of the mob heads. I was very... Very excellent. I really enjoyed that. That was my favorite scene, probably.
Okay. How'd you know about the horse?
It's iconic. Everyone knows about the horse. I thought, isn't that common knowledge?
What did you think that was borderline for somebody your age?
What do you mean?
Like, was there content that you weren't prepared for? Was there...
No.
Was it too much?
No, I would actually argue that I saw it, too late. I feel like there's a...
You saw it too late.
Yeah, I feel like she should have seen it earlier.
Should we have seen Godfather when you were, like, seven?
I'm just saying, we don't have to make the same mistake for Justin. We can go...
Oh, we should get the 14-year-old in on the mix?
I could have handled it at 14.
Could you?
Yes.
Pause it right there. They all say that. Because I remember saying to my kids, you're too young to watch Jaws.
Yeah.
Like when they were 10 or 11 or whatever it was. Like, you are too young.
I saw it when it came out.
I know.
It was, 1980?
And it scared the hell out of me. Like, I was like, I just think that, yes, these kids are more prepared for this type of stuff. Like, I would not have, I don't know if I would have been ready for The Godfather at 15 or whatever, 16. Yeah. I think I did see it at some point, but.
I'm kind of shocked. I didn't realize Bob adopted Steve Nash, too. He sounds so Steve Nash sleepy.
Yes, he sounds like he's always about to fall musers. Asleep. Yes.
Going, yeah.
Hey, musers. All right, here.
Okay. What's on your to-do list? What's on your to-watch list?
Oh, Scarface.
God.
Why?
I want to see how it matches up.
Matches up with what?
The Godfather.
Oh, well, here's how it matches up. The Godfather is a good movie. Scarface is a good idea.
You don't think they executed Scarface?
Not really. Not really, but...
Hot take.
Well, yeah, it's a hot take from someone who saw it.
All right, let's see what the audience has to say.
All right.
The audience.
What movie are we watching next?
Scarface.
Ah, oh, jeez. All right, thank you for your time.
Anytime.
I'm right down the hall, awesome. Dude. Anytime.
Yeah, anytime. So
are you going to watch Scarface with him? Is that next?
I'm trying to stall.
I mean, it's violent.
Wait a year.
It's very violent and lots of drugs.
When does he turn 17?
November.
It's a good 17th birthday present.
Okay.
Seriously. He's fine. Of course he's fine. But that's like, let it just kind of fester a little bit.
I feel like dadlife.com, though, needs to get to work on, like, spelling out for us what we're getting into for all of us with non-Corby memories. Like, dude, your chapter and verse memory of movies, your movie buzz. I don't think that's a...
He's Mr. Showbiz.
You're basically Mr. Skin.
What's the guy's name?
Skin.
You seem to remember where the bodies are buried.
What was the guy's name? Because that is one of my favorite scenes. It's not the Khatoum that's the horse's name in The Godfather. Khatoum?
Yeah,
Khatoum.
So.
And he's, let's look at this horse, you know. But it's more of the scene when he is going off, saying, yeah, I will never hire right. you, and you can get just... And he's right. all these
there's
really
a, there's a lot of,
racial...
yes, there are Oof. Racial labels that are...
My God, does that guy go off.
A bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The good news is about kids of a certain age... is they don't know all the racial slurs.
Man, I don't think I'd ever heard those words
that
until that movie or
that
until
great
that book.
That a generation?
Has, yeah.
I mean, obviously they know the big one.
Yeah.
The big ones.
Right.
But there's several that have already been lost by society. That's reassuring.
But I think back then, and maybe in places that are populated with a heavier Italian population,
yeah,
that's still, I bet you the kids are aware up there.
Yeah, and they seem to always have labels for our Jewish friends as well.
How did you like that movie? Have you seen it in forever?
The Godfather?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it again.
It's
yes,
so
it's been a long time.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's so well done.
What's interesting is I think I've seen Godfather like 5 times. I think I've seen Godfather 2. Maybe twice. Maybe.
It's equally as good, maybe better, like you
say
were saying.
It's better.
Yeah.
A lot of folks do.
But
you can skip over 3.
It's so well acted. You know, now you got Mo Green and then the Tropics, and the Tropicana. And it's Vegas is involved. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much going on. Or wait, is that in the first one?
Well, there's a small amount of Vegas.
Okay.
A small amount in the first one.
I get him confused, because I've also seen the...
But 2 is tons of Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where Fredo's headquartering.
Yeah. And 2 is the flashback to young Godfather,
yeah,
De Niro,
right,
and who's just brilliant in it.
Right.
It's so good.
So we have some caller input. He wanted to see what the callers think, but, we got some tweets about... the first experience, either you with your kids or you as the kid. Micah says, my boy has become my biggest supporter to my wife, constantly saying to mom, hey, mom, I saw Thanos get his head cut off. This stuff is no big deal. He's 7. Bull Durham, son was 15 and a ball player. Before the show, we said, we're counting on your maturity that you will not repeat some of the things you're about to hear. Specifically, we were thinking about Crash's monologue. He loved the film, and our trust was well placed. Carlos says, haven't shown my 12-year-old Godfather yet, probably because his attention span isn't there. Although I named him after my favorite movie director, and we'll be watching Pulp Fiction on his 17th birthday.
Quentin?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or Tarantino.
I assume it's Quinn. Let's see. WRB says, tried to show the kids Stand By Me as a neato kid-friendly movie. Hey, it has kids in it as the main characters when they were young, but boy, did I forget about all the swearing mouths on those little boys. Lance says, heard your segment today, and I agree. Explicit, non-explicit Grex is where we draw the line. I have 3 daughters, 19, 15, and 12. Anything else is too uncomfortable.
It's not even explicit.
They don't want to go there any more than we do.
That's true. They don't.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to see breasts with your dad?
No.
In a movie? That's so awkward.
Right. Like, even Step Brothers, the weird bathroom scene,
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Where she's like, I love you. And he's like, what's happening here, John C. Reilly?
I remember being so uncomfortable. I'll make this very quick. We had some friends that lived out in the country, and they lived behind a drive-in theater, like about a half a mile from a drive-in theater.
Hey,
and we would go visit them. And I remember one night walking outside in their front yard, and my dad, Phil, standing out in the front yard with binoculars on, watching the movie, and I couldn't see it because it was that far away.
Was it 10?
I don't know what it was, but I'll tell you what he said. And I go, what are you watching, Dad? He goes, I don't know, but it's Linda Carter, and she ain't got a stitch of clothing on. And it made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, Dad, that's so gross.
You don't want, there are two things as humans you don't want. It is your parents sexualized or your kids sexualized. How, other than that, you can handle anything.
Boy, how redneck is that? Like, bootlegging a drive-in movie with binoculars.
See, what I wish is he was watching the movie 10 in the binocular scene as he's watching Dudley Moore
Dudley Moore's looking at him through a telescope.
Yes, yeah.
Wait a minute.
By the way, The Godfather won Best Picture. It was nominated for 11 awards, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. So if you haven't seen it, it won everything.
One more. CPC says, it's been 25 years, but my dad was super excited to show me Caddyshack when I was 15 years old, but he forgot about all the nude scenes. First time I got to see boobs.
In kind of comedy. And you know what? That's the one that I missed up on, too, because we watched Caddyshack, and they loved it. And yes, there are boobs. It's like, oh, damn it. I forgot about boobs.
I always forget
about
boobs.
It's a golf movie.
Lacey Underall.
It's a golf movie. Yeah.
Anyway, that's Dad
Good
Life.
Good stuff.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Good stuff. All right, let's get into the latest on Bob Aaron Rodgers.